And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Tuesday, March 30th, 2021. Today in the news, investors could still see some of the strongest price action in gold this year, according to Wells Fargo, which sees signs of a developing rally, reports Kitco. The driver behind the new spark in prices is diminishing supply growth, and it could get gold up to $2,200 an ounce this year, said Wells Fargo head of real estate strategy John LaForge. Quote, gold supplies have flipped from excessive to deficient, LaForge said in his latest update. Such times in the past have sparked some of gold's strongest price rallies. Well, Bitcoin is now being touted as an investment that legitimate businesses would be remiss to ignore. But business leaders should stay off the bandwagon because the cryptocurrency revolution has already failed, according to Project Syndicate. Bitcoin is an excessively risky and environmentally undesirable investment, they write. It is not a sensible solution to any emerging market problem, and it cannot possibly serve as a store of value or reliable medium of exchange. The sooner it and other cryptocurrencies are relegated to a footnote in history, the better. Well, do not believe government pronouncements that the economy is rebounding from a very minimal damage caused by unprecedented COVID-19-inspired closures of businesses, reports Mises Institute. Now, the government will use its favorable statistic of the health of the economy to justify its actions. Gross domestic product, GDP. There are two critical problems with GDP. One, it does not capture a lot of spending on longer-term and intermediate-term production, but rather mostly retail sales. Also, GDP measures price increases, not increases in the production of real goods or services. Don't be fooled by government statistics, especially GDP, that the economy is recovering nicely from the COVID lockdown. The lockdowns have caused immense damage to the economy. Well, the White House dramatically increased tax proposal is coming, says San Diego Union. The White House National Economic Council circulated an internal proposal calling for about $3 trillion in new spending and $1 trillion in tax hikes. The two-pronged package Biden will begin unveiling this week include higher amounts of federal spending, but also significantly more tax revenue, with possibly as much as $4 trillion in new spending and more than $3 trillion in tax increases. The White House is studying the range of tax hikes on wealthy investors, corporations, and rich people to pay for the package. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast. Until next time, remember, wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver. Wait.